But first, state lawmakers are asking Attorney General Mark Brnovich to look into two cities the legislators say are violating state law. One case involves Bisbee's ban on plastic bags. In the other, State Senator John Kavanaugh argues a Phoenix police policy violates SB 1070. With me to break down the state versus city dynamic is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. And Howie, let's start in Phoenix, where it appears the city is basically arguing that Kavanaugh doesn't really have a right to be challenging the practice he's challenging.
In essence, the law that both lawmakers are using says that legislators can complain to the Attorney General, and the Attorney General has to investigate if cities have ordinances, policies, practices that are passed by the council that run afoul of state law. In the case of John Kavanaugh, he's saying that Senate Bill 1070, which is that historic 2010 legislation that deals with illegal immigration, is being violated because the city has a police department internal policy about what officers have to do when they stop people, when they can stop people, what they can ask them. So what's happened is he wants Attorney General Mark Brnovich to rule that those city policies are in violation of Senate Bill 1070, and therefore the city can lose all of its state revenue sharing. Jay Caboo, who is the attorney for the city, wrote back and basically said, we can't be investigated simply because this is not a policy of the city council. This is not an ordinance. This is the police chief deciding what she needs to do and what her officers need to do in cases where they do come across suspected illegal immigrants. And of course, Jay says we're not doing anything specifically to violate 1070, but even if we were, none of this is any of your business. So go away and don't bother us anymore.
So in the case of Bisbee, that is clearly a city ordinance that is appears to be anyway in direct violation of a state law, which was passed after Bisbee approved its bag ban. The city attorney there is saying this is not an issue of statewide concern. This just deals with us.
Well, that's the nice way of putting it. It might be a sort of a two-word answer, you know, blank you, the first word of which is not thank. Here's what it comes down to. There is a provision in the state constitution allowing cities to create their own charters, which theoretically allows them to govern on matters of strictly local concern. Now, in the past, the state Supreme Court has said the date you run your election is strictly local concern, even if the legislature says you have to run them on these dates. How you elect your city council is a matter of strictly local concern. Conversely, the state Supreme Court ruled earlier this year that a Tucson ordinance requiring that seized guns be destroyed is not strictly a matter of local concern, and therefore the gun ordinance had to fall in face of a preemption at the state level. Now we're down to the question of, if a city says plastic bags are illegal and you can do recycled paper bags for a nickel, is that a matter of local concern? You know, obviously what Britt Hansen is arguing, who's the city attorney down there, is look, this deals with our trash. This deals with litter and blight and questions of recycling. And that is not of statewide concern. And obviously the question becomes for the courts is, well, who gets to decide that? When the legislation was passed, Senator Warren Peterson inserted a line into the bill saying, you know, small businesses need consistency throughout the state, and therefore it's a matter of statewide concern. Well, what Britt Hansen, as the city attorney, said is, no, it isn't. In fact, he put a line in his response to Mark Brnovich, said, look, basically, these people have never been to Bisbee. Heck, they probably couldn't even find it on a map. So who are they to tell the Bisbee City Council what's best for Bisbee? In both of these cases, it's up to Mark Brnovich to decide, is there, in fact, a preemption of state law that fits within the statute that allows him to withhold money? And we're going to get our first answer this coming Monday on the Phoenix case about their police policies. And then probably later in the month or early next month, we'll get an answer from Brnovich on what he thinks of the Bisbee law.
Is it safe to say, Howie, do you think that we will continue to be asked these questions, what is of local concern and what is of statewide concern, based on this law that allows state lawmakers to ask the AG to investigate cities' ordinances?
Oh, certainly. And the reason is because of that latest state Supreme Court decision. Everyone thought that they knew what is a matter of local concern, that essentially are those things within the city. In the case of Tucson, they assumed the question of what happens when they seize a weapon or when a weapon is surrendered to them, that they get to decide to destroy it. Obviously, Mark Brnovich, in bringing suit against the city, said, of course it's statewide concern. It deals with the availability and even the affordability of guns. If Tucson's destroying guns, well, then what's left is more expensive. So the court, in its own decision, has muddied the waters. And assuming that one of these cases ends up at the Supreme Court, whether it's because the question of A, are the Phoenix Police Department's policies even subject to review? And B, does the Bisbee bag ordinance have statewide implications? Then maybe we'll get some clarification from the Supreme Court.
All right. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks as always.
You're very welcome.